The closure of non-essential businesses in Massachusetts is set to expire 1 week from today. But Governor Baker has been hinting at an extension. That's because the number of people infected or killed by the coronavirus keeps rising. As of Sunday, nearly 55,000 people had tested virus positive, 2,300 have died, and more than 1,000 are now in intensive care. For more this morning, we turn to WBUR's Callum Borchers. Good morning, Cal.
Good morning, Bob.
So let's start this chat on Monday morning with the governor's order that requires non-essential businesses to keep their physical locations until a week from today on May 4th. Does it seem likely that that order is going to be extended, Cal?
It's feeling more and more likely, Bob. And this is, of course, what businesses have been wondering ever since the governor extended the school closure through the end of the school year. Now, Baker has suggested that May 4th isn't the magic date anymore. For example, he says he wants to see the coronavirus in retreat for 2 weeks before lifting restrictions. And he also says we're still in the surge. So if you put those two statements together, a reopening 1 week from today looks pretty unlikely.
So what might be a possible date when businesses can reopen? Do we have a hint?
Not really. The governor hasn't offered a new date or actually even retracted May 4th, and so there's a lack of clarity on this point. He seems to understand that companies are looking for more guidance and said over the weekend that they'll get it soon.
Any decisions we make with respect to reopening are going to require two things. Number one, the same thing it requires almost everywhere else, which is some drop in hospitalization rates and some evidence that we are, in fact, over the hump, okay, with respect to the surge. And then the second is putting the rules for engagement and reopening in place, which we'll have a lot more to say about next week.
So we'll all be listening for what Baker has to say on this point, Bob, and I'm interested in whether he's going to lay out an open-ended extension that takes us beyond May 4th without actually setting a new date. I'm also looking to see what the rules might be that he's going to put in place. For example, will the state require everybody to wear masks on public transit? Might there be new workplace regulations that come into play?
The governor has issued two versions of his order on essential and non-essential businesses that were very straightforward, at least up to this point. If you're not on the essential list, you have to close your doors until a certain date. But what you're talking about sounds a little more complicated. How might it work?
Yeah, it could be more complicated, but then again, predicting the pandemic has been complicated too, which is why there have been those two versions of the order that you mentioned. You know, the date is a moving target. And so what Baker has been saying in recent days is that going forward, business operations are going to be less about what's essential or non-essential and more about which businesses can comply with the rules for engagement, as the governor put it. We don't know what those rules might be, but Baker seems to be pointing to a gradual reopening as businesses can meet certain criteria rather than some instant lifting of all restrictions.
Okay, if that's the case, what are the experts saying about when it might be safe for Massachusetts residents to get back to something resembling their normal lives?
Yeah, this is the big question that we're all asking right now. And Massachusetts General Hospital has created a new coronavirus simulator that attempts to answer this question. It's an online tool that lets you plug in different lengths of safety restrictions, and then the hospital's computer model tries to project what might happen. And according to this model, Bob, the answer to your question is late June at the earliest.
That's 2 months away, which probably feels like an eternity to many people and to business owners who are going to feel like 2 months away means they're walking off a cliff. The Federal Paycheck Protection Program is reopening today with another $310 billion. That, after the original pool of cash dried up fast, might that provide some relief for these struggling businesses?
Yes, it does provide some help, but for many businesses, it can't cover all of the losses, and it's not even reaching some businesses at all. Here in Massachusetts, there's a group called the Small Business COVID-19 Response Coalition. It's made up of about 80 organizations, and they say that minority-owned businesses are at risk of being left behind by the federal program. Language can be a barrier, Bob. Also, in the first round of funding, businesses that didn't have existing relationships with certain banks complained that they were disadvantaged. So this coalition is asking Massachusetts lawmakers to create a state program for small businesses with a pot of $150 million and a focus on communities of color.
All right. We'll see if those help these struggling businesses. What else are you watching for this week, Cal?
Well, two things come to mind. One is that we're coming up on the end of the month again, when a lot of bills are going to come due. So this is a week when many businesses and households that are struggling may fall behind or farther behind on their payments. And the other thing I'm watching for is a fresh set of unemployment data. This will be the first time that the claims for gig workers in Massachusetts are included. And we know that more than 200,000 of these workers filed in just the first few days. So I'm afraid we have to expect a really big number, Bob.
All right. We'll be looking for your reporting on that this week and all the rest you'll be digging into. WBUR's Callum Borchers, thank you very much.
Glad to be with you, Bob.